Hello.
Hey, Vadim, it's Gabe over at Cardiff.
Hi, Gip.
Hey, just a quick question for you here. So on the bank statement, it has the address down as 2128 Packard Place, and then on the application,
It's the same thing. The 20, it used to be 2128. It's my home address. I just still didn't change the address. So bank sends them over there.
okay, so the home address is 2128 Packard, and the, and your business mail just comes there.
15365 Fayette.
And I'm sorry, what was the 15, the 1536 Fayette is the actual
No, three
physical
six. 15365
Fayette
Fayette.
Street. That's the physical location for the business.
That's a physical location for the
Okay,
business.
so on the app you put the home address down as 2821. That's just a typo, right? You just mixed them up. It's 21.
2128, it's a home.
Okay. I think you accidentally put 2821 on the app. N not a big deal. I just wanted to confirm
Oh, I
that clear.
probably just, I'm
Oh,
dyslexic.
it's no, no problem. No problem at all. I just wanted to confirm. Okay, I just wanted to
Yeah.
confirm that information.
Yeah,
And
did you got the 2014? I'm gonna have a 2015 for you tomorrow. It's ready, but for some reason they didn't go through. So I
yeah,
have
that'd
to
be.
dig. Yeah, I'll send you 2015 also.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. I did get 2014, and yeah, if you could shoot over 2015 tomorrow, great. And I'm hoping we'll have an answer on this tomorrow by end of day, but I would say Monday would be the very latest for you. All right.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm not. Unfortunately, I don't think so. I can afford it because you're usually very short terms and like 12, 14 months, something like that, and that's not going to be feasible for me
Well,
for this amount of money.
hopefully we'll get you something longer than that. And you know, worst case scenario is I just present you with options, and you know,
Yeah, we'll
there's
see.
no there's no
I just
harm in, yeah, there's no harm in
no,
exploring it.
no,
Yeah.
it's not at all. You already have all my information, so it's not a problem at
All
all.
right. Yep. All right. Sounds good, Vadim. I'm
No,
gonna.
I just don't understand this. I'm backing up with my corporation. I really don't get that. So if you have a startup business, so good luck having a getting a, any kind of lease. Is that what
Exactly.
it
It's
is basically?
very difficult. For you though, you know, I thought that we'd be able to just do it under quality mechanical, but because the items you're looking at don't pertain to the business, they're just considering it a startup. So I tried to kind of, you know, go back and forth with them, but I didn't really get anywhere. So
But we're putting it under the quality mechanical anyhow. This machine's all going to be going in taxes under quality mechanical,
You
no
know, I
matter
know, and
what.
that's because I have to do a write-up when I submit these, and that's I explain that to them very clearly, and they're still, I guess, considering it as a startup. So, you know, I'm sorry, but that's just what they
No,
came
that's
back
all
to
right.
me.
I understand. It's not your fault.
Cool. Well,
Okay.
yeah, I'll get this over to them. I'll let you get
Thank you,
back to
sir.
work there.
Yeah,
Yeah.
you'll have it tomorrow morning. I'll send it to you in the morning.
Sounds good. Thank you, Vadim. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
All right. Take care.